InfoWars.com studios. It's the real news with your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Friday, November 2nd, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. Just a few days away from the election, President Trump has a flurry of events coming up in the next few days. He's campaigning very hard to make sure that the Democrats don't take control. Folks, the way that they're going, their path to power, if you stop and think about this, is through illegal immigration and illegal litigation. And they have made it very clear what they hope to do if they win. And there's been a lot of articles lately in the mainstream media talking about how Wall Street is now putting its money behind the Democrats. Oh, look, they have embraced Maxine Waters. No, they're trying to buy her off. It's called hedging your bets. They do that a lot on Wall Street. You got a lot of hedge funds. Well, you might think of these late contributions to the Democrat Party as a hedge fund. When the Republican Party wins, or looks like they're going to win, but they didn't think, of course, that President Trump was going to win. But as soon as he won, what happened? You had businesses, including Wall Street, start investing in their businesses. They invested in the economy. But when they think that the Democrats are going to win, what do they invest in? Politics. They try to buy protection because that's how they're going to be able to make money. Carve out favors for themselves from the deep state. Or make sure, like if you're Amazon, you want to make sure that if packages are going to be delivered by drones, that you're going to be one of the two or three businesses that are allowed to do it. Because, you know, it's so dangerous, we have to have lots of regulation. That is going to be very cumbersome and expensive to comply with. So all these, you know, garbage little companies out there that might be your competitors, if you're Amazon, you don't want them to get started. So you make sure that the regulatory obstacles in front of them are sufficiently expensive and complex that they're not going to get that. And then if all else fails, you just have them prohibited outright. That's done by buying favors in Washington. The Republicans are not, or the Wall Street people, because, look, let's understand, a lot of them are Democrats. A lot of them are behind a liberal globalist agenda. And yet we just had, a couple of days ago, The Guardian wringing their hands saying, yeah, but you have all these people who they're out there saying that they love all these leftist agendas because they want to be loved. And yet they're pushing for policies that are going to reduce regulations and taxes for them. Oh, isn't that interesting? And, of course, they want open borders. Why? Because, like the Koch brothers, they want cheap labor. So nothing to see here other than the fact that maybe they believe the Democrats are going to win. It becomes something of an echo chamber, doesn't it? Kind of like the way they got the Pfizer warrants. They put something in the press. People see that in the press. Like they did, they planted stories in the press about Trump and Russia. Then they took those stories that they had planted in the press and they took them to the FISA court. So here what they're doing is they're planting stories about how they're going to win the election, take them to big money investors and say, looks like we're going to win. Time for you to get some protection. You want some insurance? Because government is an insurance racket. As H.L. Mencken said, elections are an advanced auction of stolen goods. And the Democrats are ready to steal a lot of things, including our country, if we let them. You know, Carl Reiner said, and of course, he's the father of Rob Reiner. Remember him maybe from the Dick Van Dyke Show. And some older comedy. But he's 96 now. He says he wants to stick around to 2020 so he can vote Trump out of office. Guess what, Carl? You don't have to worry. Even if you're dead, the Democrats will let you vote. That's what we have to worry about. We have to worry about honest elections. He doesn't even have to worry about surviving to the next election. I'm sure they'll be happy to let him vote. I've told you many times. Friend of my brother's in law in North Carolina, since you don't have to have picture ID, he shows up, gives him a name, address. He said, you've already voted. And so is this other person at your house. He said, that's my mother. She died years ago. I'm sure she voted Democrat, too. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromide, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Friday, November 2nd, 2018. Tuesday is the election. And there are a lot of issues before us. We're going to be talking about that today. Talking about the Democrats' strategy, basically illegal immigration followed by illegal litigation. That's what they're now bragging about, as they think they're going to win the House. So we're going to drag President Trump through the courts. And he says, well, we'll see about that. You want to see that happen? Well, you have a vote for the Democrats. But Ted Cruz is out on Halloween trying to reach voters with a little bit of humor. He put out a Zodiac Killer parody letter because, you know, a lot of people, when he was running for president, started this internet meme saying he was a Zodiac Killer. And so he tweeted a letter from the Zodiac Killer as a joke on Halloween. It was done in the cryptography of the Zodiac Killer, who was never caught. We are still waiting to find out, however, who this individual Beto is. I mean, we know Ted Cruz is a Zodiac Killer, right? But we don't know who Ted Cruz is. There's some Irishman who's running and some signs out there saying Beto, but this mysterious character, we really don't know who it is. You want to know who the real serial killer is? It's socialism, the world's biggest serial killer. There's an article at Mises.org by Rafael Acevedo. He's Venezuelan. He says, socialism has killed more than 100 million people worldwide. Von Mises once said that every socialist is a potential dictator. And the history in Venezuela supports this statement. My country is now ruled by one of the most tyrannical, vicious, and corrupt regimes in the world. And as a dedicated socialist regime, it couldn't be anything else. And folks, socialism is what's really on the ballot. The Democrats are portraying the identity politics, even the cultural misappropriation of people like Beto O'Rourke, Robert O'Rourke, who pretends he's Hispanic, or Elizabeth Warren, who pretends that she's Native American, or even Andrew Gillum, who really is black. But the thing is, they're all socialists. They're globalists. They're socialists. And there's something else that is common about the Antifa people, the Democrat left, that he points out in his article here, a serial killer called socialism. He says the classic socialist tactic of eliminating one's adversaries, no matter the price, is a common and repeated one. They do it constantly, he said. And that's what we see. You can't handle your opponents? Well, you just eliminate them. You can eliminate them by banning them in social media. You can eliminate them by banning their websites, by banning their commerce, by shutting their businesses down, by beating them down in the streets if you're Antifa. This is not the America we want. These people don't stand for freedom or liberty in any way, shape, or form. They are serial killers obeying a cult of death called socialism and Marxism. And we need to understand that's what the Democrat Party has become. It has become a death cult. Take abortion, for example. That hallowed ground is when Wendy Davis said when she did her filibuster here in Texas. You know, we're standing on hallowed ground here. And then chanting, Hail Satan, as you had Christians outside the Texas Capitol where they were having the debate about whether or not they would shut down abortion clinics that would not protect women's health. I thought they were all about women's health. And all this stuff goes back to Gosnell. And remember, I talked to the, there's a movie out there that you ought to see if you haven't seen it yet. Because it was Kermit Gosnell, who is serving multiple life sentences for murder, who murdered full-term babies. Of course, Facebook won't let you see the affirmative, life-affirming commercial showing a young girl. They didn't even say anything about abortion. They were just saying, you know, she was a young girl. She was born at this period of time when a lot of children are aborted. She survived. They didn't think that she might survive. She did. Look at her today, the happy, healthy life she has. And they show a very grainy picture of an ultrasound. That was banned by Facebook. Can't talk about the beauty of life. They pushed back and stopped the laws in Texas that were going to protect the life of women when they go into these women's health clinics. Because one of the victims of Kermit Gosnell was a woman of color, a migrant refugee, who died having an abortion because they couldn't get the gurneys through the hallways and the doorways. And so they said, as a result of that, they said, well, let's make sure that doesn't happen in Texas. Let's protect women's health. No, can't do that. This is a sacred right. It is hallowed ground. You better not do that. And now we've got a pro-abortion professor coming out. His name is Gene Lucas. He wrote an op-ed, Altruism, A Different Focus on Abortion. His idea is that babies can be killed not only before birth, but after birth. Why can you kill a baby after birth? Well, because it's not fully conscious. It's not fully sentient, right? It doesn't have the same mental acuity that you and I do, which is kind of the rationale that Adolf Hitler had for gassing people that he believed didn't have sufficient IQ or mentally handicapped. This is what this all leads to. That's why I say it is a cult of death. And folks, by the way, Adolf Hitler called himself a socialist. He just believed that the very last stage of socialism should be the confiscating of industry, unlike the communists who said that's going to be the first thing we do. First thing we're going to do is we're going to take all the private property, all the private businesses. And he says, well, you guys don't know what you're doing. You can't run it. We're going to let them keep the trains running on time. And then at the last minute, we will take the stuff. So he said, socialism first. Ultimately, yes, we're going to get to communism, but the bottom line is they're both authoritarian dictators who would kill anybody who got in their way, and they had absolutely no respect for life, as the Democrats don't either. These people who talk about being pro-choice, and they don't give you a choice on anything with your children, with your life, with your health care, with your children's health care, with their education. They don't want you to have a choice about anything. They want to dictate to you everything that you're going to do. Every policy that they have is predicated on making you dependent on them for your basic fundamental needs. Everything must be provided by them. And that is just one aspect of it. There's another way that we're being killed. And, of course, that is with the products that we find in our environment. Cell phones are now linked to cancer. Who knew? Got a long list of cancer studies that I'll give you in the next segment. But now they've got another one coming out here. They said the National Institute of Health has been studying the effects of cell phone radiation on rats, mice, and people since 1999. We had multiple international studies about the cancer effects of cell phones well before the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that was signed into law by Bill Clinton. They knew that it could create cancer. It was very well documented. Studies, large studies, Poland had one that involved hundreds of thousands of military personnel done over many, many years showing the effects of this type of radiation and how it was linked to cancer. And what they did in 1996 was they passed a law saying that you cannot object to the placement of cell phone towers and clusters of transmitters close to you or close to a school or close to children. You can't object to that on the grounds of health. That's going to be thrown out. You can object to it because it's an eyesore, because it devalues your property. But you can't object to it if you think that it presents a greater health risk. And they knew that it did. And now they're coming out and saying, oh, yeah, look at this, cell phones, blah, blah, blah. Now they're going to tell you, oh, don't worry, we've come up with a different frequency, 5G. Well, they know already that 5G does it worse. And, of course, everybody is going to be close to the 5G antennas. They'll be lower power, but you will be much closer to them. Yeah, it's the square of the distance is the real factor here. Stay with us.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom. Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that, because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities, because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
Never miss your show any day. Never.
At InfoWars.com/show.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Yeah. You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Seen over the years, especially last 6 years working here, it's kind of interesting to see that every time you come up with anything that questions the official story or questions what the government wants to do, they call you a conspiracy theorist. You know, we were talking about the fact that David Petraeus, as director of the CIA, said, we're going to be spying on you with the Internet of Things. We're going to be using your appliances in your kitchen, even the refrigerator. We can even use that to spy on people and get information on them. And as we would quote David Petraeus, the director of the CIA, with things like that, people say, conspiracy theorist. You tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist. Paranoid. It's like, he said it. Or we quote mainstream media where they put this stuff out there and do their little disclaimers. That's what they always do. They always put it somewhere. And then you put it out there and then they call you a conspiracy theorist if you report what they said. Because they don't want any attention drawn to it. Don't pay any attention to those people. Yeah, we put that there. It's kind of like a legal notice that we have to put in the want ads, you know, as part of an estate process or something. You know, had to technically put here that so-and-so died and such-and-such. Any creditors, you know, come to this, they don't really want you to see that. And these people don't want you to see a lot of things. And, of course, one of these has been the fact that the government is surveilling you. You know, they look at the... they can break into your computer and they can turn on the camera and they can watch you if you've got a laptop with a camera in it, like this one here on my desk. You know, they can do that. And as Alex Jones would say, that look at this, he's so paranoid, he puts post-its over the camera and so forth. And we hear that all the people, you know, Zuckerberg, other people are doing it. They know that. And one of the things that's been common knowledge for a very long time, but now they're pretending that they've just discovered this, is that cell phones are linked to cancer. Well, it's not just the cell phones. It was also the towers, and that was something that has been around for a very long time. And they knew it when they said, we're not going to allow you to have any prohibitions against the placement of cell phone towers where they could harm people. And here's some examples. That's why I've got my laptop here, because I've got a lot of these basic research I've done. 2004, a German study. The influence of being physically near to a cell phone transmission mast and the incidence of cancer. A 10-year study that was conducted between 1994 and 2004 revealed that living within 400 meters, that's about 1,200 feet, of a cell phone tower increased the risk of developing cancer by 300%. There was an Israeli study, 2004. Increased incident of cancer near a cell phone transmitter station. A study indicated an association between increased incidence of cancer and living in proximity to a cell tower. Those living near a cell tower were 4.15 times more likely to develop cancer. Now, that sounds kind of similar, doesn't it? Three times in the German study, four times in the Israeli study. There was a Poland military study that concluded in 1996, and that's a key year. Cancer morbidity in subjects occupationally exposed to high-frequency radiation, electromagnetic radiation. The Military Center for Radiation Safety studied the cancer death rates for all career military personnel. All career military personnel. About 128,000 persons each year. For a 14-year period, 1971 to 1985, the study revealed that persons occupationally exposed to RF emissions were nearly two times more likely to develop brain tumors, 13.9 times, let's just call it 14 times more likely to develop chronic leukemia, a kind of leukemia that is blood-forming organs. They were 8.6 times more likely to develop another type of leukemia that affects bone marrow, six times more likely to develop non-Hodgkin lymphomas. Oh, that's kind of interesting. That was a study that went from 71 to 85. They didn't publish it until 1996. What was it that happened in 1996? You had the Telecommunications Act signed by Bill Clinton saying you're not going to have any objections at any state or local level to cell phone tower placement. We can't have a patchwork of regulations and prohibitions protecting people's health. We got a cell phone network to put out there, and it's so important, isn't it, for us to have the capability to let the government track us everywhere that we go so that we can play games, or we can get onto social media, or we can watch the news or whatever. I mean, that's very important. Health doesn't matter. It's more important that we be distracted and that we be monitored, right? And so they knew that was coming along, I believe. That was a long study. They ended it and then published the results 11 years later, and you had the U.S. government shutting that down at the time. Now we're told with this that it's not the cell phone towers, but it's the actual cell phones. Now, they don't have nearly as much power. We've had, after the 1996 Telecommunications Act, where they shut that down, we've had people who have tried to sue companies that put up cell phone towers, like one company in the village of Bayville, New York. They put up a cluster of 50 antennas on a water tower that was only 50 feet away from the only elementary school in the area. Cancer and leukemia rates with children were 398% higher, four times higher. What did those other studies show us? In Germany and Israel, a fourfold increase. Oh, that's what they saw with these kids, too. Isn't it interesting? Very, very consistent results. A 400% increase in the risk of cancer, or in the presentation of cancer, I should say. They threw out the lawsuit. Why? Because of that 1996 bill. We don't care. We don't care. We don't care about our children's health. We don't care about anything other than how quickly we can get internet access. And so with that in mind, we're going to be rolling out 5G. And so now they can come out and say, well, you know, cell phones are linked to cancer. We found that out. Now, cell phones are not nearly as high a power as the cell phone antennas. These 50 antennas that were 50 feet away from an elementary school and caused the kids to have cancer at a rate four times higher than the general population. And yet you hold a cell phone right up to your head when you're using it, or keep it on your body. Put it in your pants pocket. Maybe that has something to do with the fertility rates that are in rapid decline and accelerating in decline. Who knows? You know, we've done studies and we found that it affects men more than it does women and so forth. A lot of these studies, and of course they're going to push back from this most recent study that has been put out in 2016. They say, well, now we know. We have clear evidence of a link between heart, brain, and adrenal gland cancers in male rats because of cell phones held close to them. And those are low power. Those are low power transmitters. They're going to be putting these 5G antennas every 50 feet in the cities, and they're going to be rolling them out this spring, and they're going to have them in most of the cities within a year or two, by 2020. But don't worry about that. You'll be able to download a Netflix movie in just 2 seconds in high definition. So don't worry about your adrenal gland cancer. Don't worry about your heart and brain cancer. Don't worry about the males or the females. And, of course, they can always say, these were done on rats. Well, these studies that I read to you before, those were not studies that were done to rats. Those were epidemiological studies about what happened to humans. We know what happened, and we know this from a very long history, but we choose to ignore it.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients, Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution, $25, $50, $100. $250 or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, we're looking at this caravan that is coming to the U.S. That's what they want to call it. That sounds nice, doesn't it? Matt Bracken said the other day, he said, where are the camels? And I said, well, it's the camel's nose under the tent, which is what this is really about. Let me give you an example of this. Let me tell you that these caravans are being orchestrated by the United Nations and by George Soros. And when I say that it is a globalist agenda, that is not code for anti-Semitism. Let me give you an example of this. We have a UN migration pact. That is globalism, folks, when it's coming from the UN. We have all these different UN agendas. We have a UN agenda. 2030, they're going to have smart cities for dumb people. Oh, of course, it's to save the environment, right? They've had the UN agenda for the war on drugs that they created in 1961. It wasn't Richard Nixon. He just enacted it, ordered it unconstitutionally. So we have all these different UN agendas that are affecting our lives, and one of them is a UN agenda for migration. The migrants that are in play right now are bigger than most of the countries in the world. And we've just had yet another country say they will not sign this UN migration pact. Now, the U.S. has said they're not going to sign the migration pact from the UN. Hungary said they weren't going to do it. Austria said they weren't going to do it. And now we have Croatia. Countries like Poland and the Czech Republic are most likely to oppose this as well. It's called the Marrakesh Agreement. And all these different countries, again, the U.S., Hungary, Austria, most, and now Croatia, probably Poland and the Czech Republic. You're going to have, I would guess, probably Brazil as well. I think you've got a lot of different countries that are waking up to what the UN is doing, trying to destroy their sovereignty, trying to destroy their countries. And they're waking up to this real agenda. And here's another connection to the UN. Europe InfoWars has a story. UN and MasterCard are supplying migrants with prepaid bank cards. Migrants are receiving prepaid bank cards backed by the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, according to many reports. Clues to answering questions about how some migrants sustain themselves during these lengthy journeys from their homeland to their new destination have been unearthed by a Slovenian outlet, Nova 24. It's a TV reporters. They said illegal immigrants are financing their lifestyle while waiting in Bosnia and Herzegovina to continue their journey towards Western Europe with the help of bank cards from MasterCard brand bearing logos of the European Union and the United Nations Refugee Agency, reports Nova 24. They cited an anonymous Croatian police officer who recently divulged that some migrants carry MasterCards that bear no names. He said, the migrants we catch and return back in a few days or weeks are again trying to break into Croatia. Some of them are really poor, but many are well equipped. They have new footwear, new clothes, sophisticated smartphones, weapons. Some have also been found with MasterCard bank cards without a name. They're just numbers. Oh, that's interesting. No name, just a number. They withdraw money at ATMs, but we don't know who is providing the cash. However, MasterCard announced back in 2016 that they were issuing prepaid debit cards to, quote, provide refugees with mobility, flexibility, and dignity, unquote. Additionally, they issued a press release in 2017 talking about how they were partnering with George Soros. Yes, George Soros is Jewish. I know he hates Israel. I know he hates his Jewish heritage, but he is Jewish. But it is not anti-Semitic to point out that George Soros is funding this. It's not anti-Semitic to point out that it is a globalist agenda because it's being done by the UN. He was doing it in a partnership program with MasterCard. They issued a press release about it. We're not supposed to pay any attention to that. Back in 2017, last year, they called it Humanity Ventures. They said they aim to catalyze and accelerate economic and social development for vulnerable communities around the world, especially refugees and migrants. George Soros announced that he was earmarking up to $500 million, that's $500 million, for private investments that will improve capacity to address the challenges that migrants face. Okay, now, at the time he did that, he said, I'm going to, you know, overall, that's going to be directly related to the migrants, $500 million, but I've got $11 billion that I'm going to put into open borders and various other things. And now that is up to $18 billion. So just, you know, now this is how it's done. We knew that he was doing it. I've reported on that many times. Oh, yeah, I'm going to give $500,000. It's going to be largely focused at the beginning to people in Europe, but I'm looking elsewhere, too. I'm looking at the Americas. And we know he is. And this is how they're doing, giving them these cards, partnering with MasterCard, partnering with the UN. But Fox News shuts down Lou Dobbs, and they ban somebody, the board of directors of Judicial Watch, permanently. Ban them permanently. Fox News goes full-on censorship ban, just like Twitter or YouTube or Facebook. Oh, you told somebody about George Soros and told him that he is working with the UN and a globalist open borders migration scheme. Shame on you. Shame on you. We're going to ban you for life. That's anti-Semitism. They take off that episode of Lou Dobbs and then they ban that guy. We're not supposed to know that. A TV director there in Slovenia, Ninoslav Vucetic, recently shared an image of a MasterCard bearing the logos of the European Union and the UNHCR, that human rights campaign, they said, the immigrants campaign, in a tweet that was directed at the Montenegrin government official. They said, bank cards are also evidence of how the EU is destroying European culture, inviting them with money to cause violence. Who gives migrants such a bank card in order to access cash without first or last names? Well, we know. They put out a press release about it. MasterCard and Soros are funding this. Hungarian officials are now warning that roughly 70,000 migrants have gathered in the Balkans, where they are preparing to force their way onward into Western Europe via what they call the Soros Express. They call it that in Hungary because they know exactly what George Soros is about. That's why they threw his non-governmental organization, his NGO, they threw it out of the country. And they have thrown him out of the country as well. That's where he is originally from. They know exactly what he is about. The new Fox News doesn't want you to know what George Soros is about. And, of course, neither do social media or the rest of the press establishment. And then what does it look like for the migrant caravan, the army of invaders? Of course, they are traveling to the U.S., and they have announced that they are going to sue the Trump administration because George Soros doesn't just supply them with money. He supplies them with lawyers. Remember, it was just the other day. We're talking about the groups put together under the umbrella. They have an acronym, C-A-R-A. Four different organizations, at least three of them, we've shown, three of the four organizations, we have shown direct connections to funding from George Soros. But don't pay any attention. Now, one of those organizations, of course, was a lawyer group for these immigrants who are coming to the U.S. And as I said at the top of the broadcast, it's illegal immigration and it's illegal litigation that are the great hope and the keys for the Democrat Party. What does that tell you about the Democrat Party? When all of their hopes are on illegal immigration and illegal litigation, they're going to file a class action lawsuit. These are a dozen of the thousands, tens of thousands that are on their way because folks, the so-called caravan, this massing, this public event being operated by this group called Village Without Borders, if you translate it from Spanish, that is just the tip of the iceberg, a really teeny tiny tip, because we have thousands of people coming across the border every day that are known about by the Border Patrol. That doesn't include all the people that get across that the Border Patrol doesn't know about. But we eventually find them in our societies, and they want to count them in the census.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromide, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds.
bring you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom. Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that, because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities, because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
Never missed your show any day. Never.
At InfoWars.com/show.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
President Trump said yesterday that literally triggered the media is the fact that we have troops with guns and they will use them if rocks are thrown. You got rocks you want to throw? Well, we've got guns. They said, how dare him? I mean, this is going to murder people there. Well, it's very convenient for them to forget, isn't it, that it was less than a year ago we had a Border Patrol agent, 36 years old, killed by rocks that were thrown by migrants. As President Trump said it, you know, they hit you in the head with a rock. It's not much different than using a bullet. You can kill people either way. We will defend our borders. We will defend the lives of our troops. So just don't do that. Just stay in your country. Or apply legally for asylum. But they don't want to do that either. I'm going to get back to what's going on with the legal issue. I'm going to talk about the triggering of the liberal press with what President Trump had to say about using guns to defend the border. In just a moment, before I do, real quickly, I want to tell you about some of the new sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Very important, your support in terms of funding this program and everything that we do at InfoWars. We could not do it without you. And believe me, we really do appreciate your support. And we try to give you the very, very best quality products that you can find to support your health and the health of your family out there, and the very best prices we can give you. We have a sale right now on Survival Shield X3 Nascent Iodine. That's our reformulation of our Nascent Iodine. We call it X3 because the way that it is manufactured, it is a small amount of potassium and sodium iodine that are added to stabilize the Nascent Triiodine in the active form. It's sourced out of deep sea iodine. They take the salt out of that, and they stabilize it with vitamin C and other things. And so we call it X3. It's the third version, but it also has three components in it. It's triiodine. but it's primarily nascent iodine, just other products that are added to enhance its operation and to stabilize it. We also have, as an unprecedented discount, we have lowered the price of the Alexa Pure Pro Gravity Feed water filter to just $127. Don't get caught with dirty, unfiltered water. You know, folks, every time we see a major breaking news story, where we see, oh, look at this. There's this spill that took place in an aquifer, or there was a failure in the public water supply, whether it is Flint, Michigan, and they discovered after they started seeing the children developing symptoms of lead poisoning, oh, there's lead in the water. Well, don't wait until that happens. Don't wait until the city of Austin tells you that they lost control of their water system and you're going to have to boil your water or, you know, whatever. I mean, filter your water preemptively, because once they tell you, it's been going on for a long time. Many of these cases, local governments or federal government knew about these issues, just like they did in Flint, Michigan. Others, they've known about them for even longer periods of time before they told people. They knew about it for quite a bit of time before they told people in Flint, Michigan. And this is the sort of thing that you're going to be the last to know, folks. So be the first to clean your water. You can do it with a Gravity Feed water filter, something that you can still use if you have an emergency, like a storm that causes flooding. People in Florida, or even here in Austin, where you had the flooding that contaminated the water supply. You never know when that's going to happen. If you have a storm, it might take out your power. So this is a water filter that does not need electricity. You can get, again, an unprecedented discount on Alexa Pure. The Alexa Pure Pro you can get for $127. And as a Real News exclusive here, you can get the $10 off of our new InfoWars Hexagon Polo shirt. Just use the code REALNEWS to save $10 on the InfoWars Hexagon Polo. All right, let's go back to these lawsuits being filed against America by these people on their way to America. They haven't even arrived here. They're going to come in illegally, but they decided that they're going to sue us before they even get here. Just tell you, this is everything you need to know about the Democrats, everything you need to know about this invading army. They don't care about our laws. They don't care about our borders, unless they can use our laws against us, they think. And they are invoking the Fifth Amendment, which says no person shall be compelled in any criminal case to witness against himself or to be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. They say, we've got due process. And we don't really pay too much attention to due process in this country anymore, do we? I mean, it's one of the things I talk about constantly here. Constantly. We don't give American families due process when we take their kids with CPS. We just take the kids, and then later on we say, well, okay, we'll talk about this later. Meanwhile, we're going to put them in foster care. Maybe after a year or so of you suing us and hiring lawyers, maybe you'll get your kids back. Maybe not. We'll see. They do the same thing with our homes, with our cars, our cash, as I've said many times, civil asset forfeiture in the name of the war on drugs. Well, we'll just take the property. I think we'll keep it. We're not going to charge you with anything. You don't get any due process. We're not going to wait until we find you guilty. We're not even going to charge you. You can sue us in court. But, of course, you know, if we take your car like they do in Detroit, almost all the cars had 400 of them taken last year, almost all of them under $1,000, $1,000 or under, and they charge you $900 to even start the process if you're going to do it by yourself, pro se. So you got to pay about the value of the car. So they just are stealing stuff from people. But you're going to get due process if you're a foreign citizen who intends to criminally trespass in the United States. And then they, in this article here from Fox News, they say, well, you know, this is something that was put in the Constitution by Antonin Scalia, right? He made it a law with his decision, something that he wrote. This is why we should not defer so much to the Supreme Court. Scalia said, it is well established that the Fifth Amendment entitles aliens to due process of law in a deportation proceeding. He said that in a 1993 case. Well, I don't really care if he said that, because there's a couple of different issues here. Number one, it's a deportation case. These people are not even in the country. We're not deporting them yet because they haven't imported themselves illegally into this country in violation of our laws. And that's the other part of this that we're talking about right now. I'm very glad that President Trump began this discussion about the real meaning of the 14th Amendment. unlike what the commentators on Fox News and CNN and MSNBC are telling you, President Trump is not trying to overthrow the 14th Amendment with an executive order. He is trying to clarify a misappropriation of the 14th Amendment. He is saying the 14th Amendment doesn't say that. Subject to the jurisdiction of the U.S. and U.S. states is what it says. Subject to the jurisdiction of for children who are born in the country. So they have to be born in the country. They have to, the parents have to be subject to the jurisdiction. That means that they are not people who are here visiting legally. And it certainly doesn't mean people who are here illegally, who are not subject to the jurisdiction, who do not subject themselves to the laws in any way, shape, or form. And here you have people claiming that they have legal rights, but they're not subject to the jurisdiction. They're not even in our jurisdiction right now, and they're demanding preemptively that they can't be deported once they jump over the fence or the line or the wall or whatever. They're not obeying the law. They're not citizens. And again, when we look at these Bill of Rights that were ratified in 1791, we have to understand that when the Constitution says no person, why didn't they say no citizen? Well, I think it says no person because we had at the time citizens and we had slaves. Remember, they counted slaves. They were persons, but they didn't count for the census to the same degree that a citizen did. Now, that wasn't right, but that was the state of what it was. That's why they had the no person there. And that's going back to the 14th Amendment again. That's why they had the 14th Amendment, was to clarify that the newly freed slaves were full citizens, full citizens. They get counted in the census for representation. They get to vote. They get all the rights of a citizen because they were born in this country. They were always subject to the jurisdiction of this country. They and their parents were subject to the jurisdiction, even though they were slaves. Now that they're freed, they have all the rights of citizens. That was what it was about, that and that alone. It wasn't meant to create birthright citizenship, regardless of all the commentators that you hear, left, right, and center, whatever. That's not true. And there's a lot of people who agree with what I'm saying here, and we need to have that discussion. And we need to change. If you decide, if you have the Supreme Court decide that that is what it says, and they're going to decide and pretend that that's what it says, then change the law. Most countries have changed the law, only a few of them. And Canada and the U.S. are the only industrialized nations that haven't changed that misappropriation of citizenship. These are people coming out of Guatemala, Honduras. They said it's a well-documented human rights crisis. Yes, and they want to export that human rights crisis to the U.S. with MS-13 and socialism.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them were like little side accounts. They didn't know we had, like, InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way
I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to talk about some of the commercials that have come out, some of the things that President Trump has said, and the commercial that he put out, of course, yesterday. I want to get the reactions of people. I didn't play the commercial yesterday. We're going to play it for you today. And, of course, we have played the comments of this hateful criminal who killed people, threatened to kill, said, I'm going to get out of jail, and I'm going to kill more cops, and I'm going to kill you jurors, too, bragging about that. And it is a brilliant commercial, and it is causing the left to go apoplectic about this, as they are about the statement that President Trump said about the, you know, if you throw rocks and kill people, we're going to shoot back, and we've got guns, because rocks can be fatal as well. So you've got all the press, people like The Guardian saying, this is absolutely amazing. He is threatening to shoot people at the border. Well, they're threatening to throw rocks, and they are using their lawyers to tie up our system. Again, saying that you can't stop us from coming in. We've got a class action lawsuit as they're on their way to America, coming to America with our lawyers and our lawsuits in hand already. Well, they're not in the country, and let's hope that President Trump and the military keep them from getting into the country so they can't start playing these lawyer games. That's the real issue here. Joining in with this globalist agenda, as I pointed out, is the UN. They have a migration pact that the U.S. and Austria and Hungary and Croatia, many other countries are not, four have said they're not going to sign it. Many other countries are not going to sign this pact. We've also got evidence that they're handing out UN logoed and European Union logoed MasterCards. We've had to these migrants to finance them. George Soros announced last year that he was partnering with MasterCard, saying, I'm putting $500 million into this. But we're supposed to not notice that. We're supposed to not tell you that, that it is a globalist agenda, that Soros is financing this. It's very clear. And, of course, Pope Francis is out there, again, with his open border comments just before the election, saying that nations are built by migrants, migrants built Europe and so forth. You know, migrants built England, according to him as well, right? No, actually not. Maybe if you want to include the Roman Empire coming in there and building walls and so forth, I guess maybe he looks at that as migrants. But, of course, that was an invading army, wasn't it, at the time? But we're not allowed to call these migrants invaders. Gee, I think we really got to be careful with our language. I'll tell you what, the left is very, very careful with their language, aren't they? There were other migrants in Europe that throughout history. We had the Goths, the Visigoths. We had the Vandals who came in. The barbarians who took down the Roman Empire, the Holy Roman Empire. You had the Turks who came in and took over Spain. You had a lot of history of immigrants. Not all of it very good history either. Maybe somebody ought to give a remedial lesson to the Pope about this. Maybe we could tell him about American history. You know, we had America, they say, it was built by migrants. Sometimes they'll say that. Other times they'll say, well, it was built by slaves. You know, you white people didn't do anything. Well, it was white European immigrants, British immigrants, who came here and built America. They built our legal system. They left Britain, and ultimately they left the British system because they wanted liberty. That's why they came here. And now we have a bunch of migrants who are coming here to give us just the opposite. They don't want liberty. They don't want the system that we have built here. And that's the real issue. They don't want freedom. They don't want liberty. They want free stuff. They just want to take what we've got. And that way, They are like the waves of migrants that went throughout Europe, like the Goths, the Visigoths, and the Vandals, and others. Francis even said that. He said, you people are just talking about your well-being. You should be interested in your well-being. He said, well, your well-being, thinking about that, leads to two things, closing ports and closing to new lives and new families. He said nations close their ports because they only want to allow people in who contribute to their well-being. See, we're supposed to let them in, humanitarian-wise, because it's for their well-being. But our well-being is not to be considered, according to the Pope.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Well, True Pundit reports that the border surge that we're seeing right now has reached the highest level since 2011. It has matched the historic high of 1.75 million that was set in 1999. And the cost, the net cost to taxpayers for every illegal immigrant who sneaks into the U.S. has reached $70,000 per. $70,000 per. And it's about seven times the cost of deporting them. Now, President Trump yesterday had some comments about this that really triggered the left. The Guardian, for example, they're not only left-wing, they're also globalist establishment, and they really are pushing this open borders. They have taken the lead in even becoming spokespersons for the military-industrial complex after they participated in the Snowden leaks. The government there in the UK, in my opinion, came down on them very hard, and they have now taken a hard turn to the establishment. Hard turn to the establishment, the globalist establishment. And so they have this article, Cities of Tents, a phrase that President Trump used. Trump heightens his anti-immigrant rhetoric at the White House. Well, let's understand something. The reason that we see this surge in immigration is because, and it follows a massive decline in illegal immigration because of the rhetoric that President Trump had as a candidate. They expected that they were not going to be allowed to come in and stay and game the system. And so they stopped coming. A lot of them left. And then President Trump went soft. And now he's getting his backbone back before the election. Let's hope that he keeps it after the election. But this is exactly what needs to be done. It needs to be done for a very long time. Defending the borders is something that the president not only has a right, but a duty to do. Using the military to defend this country is something that the president has a right and a duty to do, in spite of what these people have to say. But they're saying that President Trump is floating what is possibly an unconstitutional clampdown on asylum seekers. No, it isn't. I just talked about that. Here are these people saying, we've got all these lawyers, and you're not going to be able to, we're going to sue you. Can't deport us. Well, they're not even here yet. They're not subject to our jurisdiction. They're not in the country. We're going to keep them out of the country. Hopefully, that's what the military is for, because once they get into the country, that's when the legal games begin. And they get taken. That's at Cities of Tents. President Trump and the Border Patrol and military have been taking the people that do get in, because the left got upset. So you can't separate families. All right, well, we'll put them in a military base and we'll house the whole family unit together. Well, if we can fund that out of the military budget, if we can build tents to house people who sneak into the country illegally against our laws, if we can do that, can't we put money in to keep them out in the first place so they don't get in this legal system? He said, as they point out in The Guardian, he made pledges that thousands would be held indefinitely in massive cities of tents apparently now being built at the border with military assistance. Well, I don't have a problem with that. I have a problem with the border not being protected. I have a problem with people who flaunt our laws, who then game the welfare system and are being used by the Democrats to game the electoral system, gaming it not only if they're by allowing these people to vote, as they are in many jurisdictions in California, a lot of voter fraud, but a lot of this is straight up saying we're going to let you vote as to how much money is going to be spent on the schools here, because we're going to give your kids a free ride in school because your country, your home country, didn't want to pay for this. So Mexico sends people here because they don't want to pay for their children's education. They send them here so we can pay for them with our property taxes. And then they let them vote on how much is going to be spent in the schools. So, all right, we're going to let people who are illegal aliens vote in the school board elections. Well, they're going to let them vote in the constitutional elections. And even if that were not to happen, this whole push against the Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, the Supreme Court actions that they're now trying to take to get the question off of the 2020 census, are you a citizen, that is designed to increase the representation of these sanctuary states like California and New York. So let's play what President Trump had to say. You throw rocks, we got firearms. Here's what President Trump had to say. They got these people so triggered.
I will tell you this. Anybody throwing stones, rocks, like they did to Mexico and the Mexican military, Mexican police, where they badly hurt police and soldiers of Mexico, we will consider that a firearm. Because there's not much difference when you get hit in the face with a rock, which, as you know, it was very violent a few days ago, very, very violent. That break-in, it was a break-in of a country. They broke into Mexico. And you look at what's happening in Guatemala, just to mention Guatemala, along with El Salvador and Honduras. It's disgraceful that those countries aren't able to stop this, because they should be able to stop it before it starts. And the United States pays them a fortune. And we're looking at not doing that anymore, because why should we be doing that when they do nothing for us?
That's right. That's right. We need to stop the foreign aid. Of course, Beto's solution is let's pour more money at them. You know, let's do more of the same that hasn't been working for a very long time. And as President Trump was saying, these people who are coming into Mexico from Honduras and from El Salvador through Guatemala, as they're coming across that border, the Mexican police had kind of a half-hearted attempt to stop them. They got very violent. They had Molotov cocktails. They had firearms. They had rocks. So the people are saying, President Trump is going to use firearms against people with rocks? That's not fair. You know, we should let them have guns too, right? That's really going to be their solution. They quoted President Trump, "We will consider the maximum that we can consider, because they're throwing rocks viciously and violently. You saw that 3 days ago, really hurting the military. We're not going to put up with that. You want to throw rocks at our military fights back. We're going to consider," and I told them to consider it to be a rifle. And so you have this headline from the Daily Mail. President Trump orders them to shoot migrants. Shoot, in all uppercase. And let's just have a reminder of what the Daily Mail had almost a year ago, November the 20th, 2017, this headline from that same paper that is construing this said, President Trump is telling them to shoot these people. No, what he's saying is you throw rocks or you use or throw Molotov cocktails like they were throwing at the military down there. You use lethal force against us. We will use lethal force against you. He's not saying shoot them. Shoot them on sight. That's the way that they imply here with the headline. Daily Mail, a year ago, Border Patrol agent, 36, killed by rock throwers in an ambush attack near the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas that also injured his partner. Agent Rogelio Martinez, 36, was killed while responding to activity at the border. Authorities said his partner was also in serious condition following the incident. so forth and so on. Yes, they are very dangerous devices. And that's what President Trump has said. The other thing that has triggered them, let's play video clip number three. The other thing that's triggered them is this ad that President Trump had at the top of his Twitter feed yesterday. I didn't play this yesterday. I want to play it for you right now. As New American says, everybody agrees it's brilliant. And that's why they hate it so much. And what you're going to see in this ad, this is this guy, Luis Bracamontes, I think is the way his name is pronounced. He's an illegal immigrant. And he says, I will break out soon as he is convicted of murder. He killed some police officers. He says, I'll break out soon. I will kill more. And as he's saying that, you're going to see running over it as subtitles, Democrats let him into our country. I will break out soon and I'll kill more. I'll come back into this country. I've done it many, many times. He says, the only thing I effing regret is that I effing killed two. I wish I effing killed more than those mother effers. And then as he's saying that, it says, Democrats, let him stay. And then it goes on to say, I will kill more cops soon, too. And what they didn't show in the ad was he said, I will also kill you jurors. We'll play that ad for you when we come back. And we have more about what is going on at the border and what the Democrats plan on doing if they win. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Floralife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pal-Darco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
And that's the commercial from President Trump that is causing, as the New American points out, it's causing the left to have vapors. That's a good way to put it. Oh, my. Oh, my. It's like Willie Horton, says Cuomo. Yeah, and that really worked well. But there are thousands of Willie Hortons. And there are people that Fox News, embedded reporter there with the so-called caravan, the invading army, I talked to many individuals. Some of them said, oh, yeah, I've been deported multiple times. Well, you're not worried about going back? Nah, they're not going to keep me out. Same thing this guy said. Now, that guy said, didn't say that he committed any crimes. But he said, your borders don't mean anything to me. Your laws don't mean anything to me. Unless I can use them against you to stay in your country and get on your welfare system, then they mean something to me. One of the guys said, well, yeah, I was convicted of a third-degree felony of attempted murder. I'm going to go back. I've been there many times. Said that, openly admitted that. We've got Border Patrol agents. So they found four sexual predators apprehended with migrant groups in South Texas. These are people that are part of the Rio Grande Valley sector. They apprehended violent criminals and gang members traveling with Central American migrants. Who would have thought? Certainly, you wouldn't think that if you were listening to Cuomo and Don Lemon and all these other people. It's just fear-mongering and imagining by President Trump. That's why he put that commercial out there. It's like, no, this is real, folks. Just ask. I don't know if they ever got it on video. I read you the article, The Tears of the Father, who brought his whole family from El Salvador to try to escape MS-13. They settled in New York on Long Island. In the town where my wife grew up, it's very, very heavily Hispanic now. They got MS-13 in all the schools, but of course you can't deport them, even though it says MS-13 all over them, tattooed all over them. You can read it in their face. MS-13, that's not grounds for deporting them. Then violating our immigration laws, that's not grounds for deporting them. We have to wait until they kill a fellow Hispanic student in school, because right now that's really... the people who are suffering the violence right now. It's directed to fellow Hispanics. And the father said, we came here to escape that. And now they have followed us here and killed my daughter. Because if you don't have borders, that will happen. And they want to pretend that this is not going to happen. I'm going to play another clip for you in just a minute. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have our new Survival Shield X3 Nascent Iodine. We have that at an introductory price of 50% off. We also have a new special for the Alexa Pro water filters. It is at its lowest price ever, $127. And again, that is a large gravity feed water filter. Doesn't require power. Large gravity feed water filter, the Alexa Pure Pro, $127. Don't get caught with dirty, unfiltered water. Don't find out after you or your family have been damaged by something that is in your municipal water supply or in your well water that you could have done something about it. Be proactive. Make sure that your water is pure and clean. You can do that right now with the Alexa Pure Pro, $127 at InfoWarsStore.com. And finally, we have an exclusive for the program right here. You can use the code REALNEWS to save $10 off of one of the new InfoWars Hexagon polo shirts. It's a golf shirt right there. You can get it $10 off with the code REALNEWS. All right, let's play for you a clip. This was put together by the Daily Caller. It's a clip of several things that President Trump has said about the policies, things that other people have said about the policies. We've had reporters trolling Secretary of Defense Mattis about this. How dare him use the military at the border to protect the country? That's one of the takes on it. Then the other one is like, oh, we take this seriously. How dare you threaten to use force if force is used against you? So they kind of go back and forth between the two. One of them is it's just a political stunt. The other one is that, this is excessive. They're actually going to do something. So here's that clip put together by the Daily Caller.
Oh, they'll be here fast. They're trying to get up any way they can. They're trying to get up by train. They're trying to get up by truck and by buses. We're going to be prepared. They're not coming into our country. Our country has to be safe. If you look at what happened in Mexico 2 days ago with the roughness of these people, our military is out. We have about 5,008. We'll go up to anywhere between 10 and 15,000. It's a dangerous group of people. They're not coming into our country. Thank you.
Okay, you're talking about 10,000, maybe 15,000 active duty U.S. military to the border, more than we have fighting the Taliban in Afghanistan, more than we have fighting ISIS in Syria. You're really going
to
do that?
It's very important. We have to have a wall of people, very highly trained people, terrific, dedicated patriots. That's what they are.
And it is part and parcel of the whole argument, Nathan, now, which the president is sending troops to the border.
You have caravans coming up that look a lot larger than it's reported, actually. I mean, I'm pretty good at estimating crowd size, and I will tell you, they look a lot bigger than people would think.
What we see is deeply impoverished people fleeing violence, many of them women and children. You're going to send 15,000 active duty U.S. military?
Mostly men, and it's actually mostly young men, and a lot of rough people, Judd.
Fort Myers, Florida, thousands lined up for Donald Trump's rally, and for so many here, immigration is their top issue.
When you watch that caravan and you see them carrying the flag from their country, that is called an invasion.
That so-called invasion isn't one at all. In fact, the caravan of migrants is nearly 1,000 miles away from the U.S. border. And Mexican officials say they expect many of them to stay in Mexico.
They told you that they're not going to be here. Fox News, Shepard Smith. But they're putting them on trucks and driving them in.
But not here.
Hey, why wait till the last minute?
So not a campaign stunt in your opinion?
Oh, God, no.
If they're weeks away from arriving, why announce this troop deployment now, just before the midterm elections?
Would you rather be safe than sorry? Would you not rather have warning to get out of a hurricane's way if they know it's coming?
So you don't think the timing is suspect at all?
No.
You don't think it's a campaign stunt?
Not at all. Not at all.
Adding another 5,200
long overdue
troops to protect the border when the caravan is like, 800 miles away. Why now? Why not now?
They can't invade our country. Buses. You look at that, it almost looks like an invasion. It really does look like an invasion.
Those caravans
they
are an invasion?
Oh, I think so. I think when you look at some of them, when you look at some of the people within the caravan, yeah, I think it could be considered an invasion of our country. We can't have it.
Do you need that level of resources?
Of course not, but this is about optics. This is a political stunt.
We don't do stunts in this department. Thank you. We're the support
right,
that we provide.
Right, we're going to go to break. That's Mattis. This is a political stunt. We don't do stunts in this department. Yeah, they think it's a stunt. You throw rocks at these people because we know we've had a Border Patrol agent killed just last year. Another one severely wounded as they're throwing rocks at him. You see if it's a stunt or not. We'll be right back with Eric Peters. Stay with us.
The globalists know
that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
Giddy up, 409.
Before I knew there would be a time.
Giddy up, 409.
When I would buy a brand new 409.
All right, joining us now is Eric Peter of EPAutos.com. 409. And you may not have a 409 anymore. You may not be able to get a diesel for much longer. And he's got an interesting article that just came out yesterday at his site, epautos.com. Free at last and headed to a VW dealer near you. And we're not selling Volkswagens here, but what we're telling you is that this is a follow-up to the strange, perverted tale of the EPA leveraging tens of billions of dollars in fines and confiscations against Volkswagen and locking up about a quarter of a million cars that were very fuel efficient, very durable diesel engines, because this is part of the globalist war on internal combustion engines. And they forced them to lock these things up and not be able to sell them. But we have an update from Eric Peters. I'm going to tell you about it. Might be a good deal. I don't know. I'm not in the market for a car myself. But joining us now is Eric Peters. He has a site where he talks about cars, mobility, and most of all about liberty. But he has some great car reviews as well if you are in the market for a car. You might want to check out his site because he gives you the honest, straight dope on it. He's not having to suck up to the various car manufacturers. So joining us now is Eric Peters. Thanks for joining us, Eric.
Thanks for having me back on, David. And I love that bumper music, by the way.
I thought you would. I did that just for you. So tell us what's going on with this strange, protracted tale of the EPA versus Volkswagen trying to take them out, nearly taking them out of business. I'm amazed that they're able to withstand tens of billions of dollars in fines and punitive punishment, but it looks like they might be able to recoup some of these manufactured losses against them.
Well, they may be. That's still up for debate. The amount of monetary damage that's been done to the company is literally staggering. I think the figure is approximately $30 billion if you count up all of the various fines that have been imposed, the lawsuits. And that does not include what VW is having to do now, which is to fund a propaganda campaign against its own products and in favor of electric cars.
Yes. Yeah, they got the message very quickly when they started putting those tens of billions of dollars in fines against them. And as you've talked about before, and we've talked about it, we've never seen anything even close to this when you had people that were dying from decisions that were made, monetary decisions that were made, like we saw the Ford Motor Company with the Pintos. They
That's right.
deliberately made a decision that they weren't going to put some of this stuff in because, hey, it was going to be cheaper to handle the lawsuits that resulted from the deaths of the rear-end collisions on the Pintos than it was going to be to make that change. So that was a kind of a cynical business calculation. They got fined for that, but it was in the order of millions, not tens of billions. I
not
mean, this is 10,000
no.
times that, and we didn't have anybody die.
This is utterly unprecedented. They did not have to produce any evidence of actual harm to any specific individual human being in order to do this to Volkswagen. It was all based on some hypothetical studies done by some very dubious and questionable sources that seem clearly to have an axe to grind against the diesel cars in general and against Volkswagen specifically, and I use that word because Volkswagen was the only car company that was selling an entire line of affordable diesel-powered cars.
Mm-hmm.
With the exception of Volkswagen, all of the other brands that sold diesels were high-end brands like Mercedes and BMW. So those cars didn't really represent much of a threat to the electric car agenda. But when you could go out and buy a $22,000 TDI-powered Jetta that got 50 miles per gallon, as opposed to a $35,000 to $40,000 electric car, that indeed was a threat to the electric car agenda.
Yeah, and they got the message very quickly. As soon as that happened, they came out and said, well, we're going to start making electric cars. Now they've come out saying that as we switch to electric cars, it's going to cost the jobs of 14,000 employees.
Mm-hmm.
And they're coming out of the UK. They had previously said they're going to ban all internal combustion engines, not just diesel, but also gasoline engines out of the UK.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to do it by 2040.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think they realized that they got the wrong number. You know, it's supposed to be 2030 that they're supposed to do this stuff by. So
mm-hmm.
they came out this last week and said, we're going to move it up by 8 years. We're going to go to 2032. And everybody is
mm-hmm.
freaking out there and saying, oh, it's really going to impact our businesses, the automobile industry. And yet they're saying, pretending that Brexit is not going to be a problem. We want to have Brexit because if we have Brexit, it's going to hurt the automobile industry. But they can ban these internal combustion engines, and they don't care if that hurts the automobile industry. So it just depends on what their agenda is.
Well, this is going to be catastrophic economically, and it's also going to be catastrophic to people's liberty, to their mobility. There's a reason that they're having to impose these edicts forbidding other than electric cars. It's because it's the only way they can force people into electric cars, because no rational person is going to spend twice or more what they would spend on a gas or a diesel-powered car to drive around in an electric car that has perhaps half the range and takes orders of magnitude longer to recover a charge.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Now, you said that it's not definite that they're going to do it, but they're talking about it. As a matter of fact, you point out in your article that they announced that they're going to include an 11-year, 162,000-mile extended warranty on the affected cars. They've apparently come up with a solution where they could go in and modify the ECU to make it friendly to the government minders. And, of course, I've done that to my car to make it less friendly to the government minders.
Me too.
I don't care about fuel economy, and I don't care about emissions. Just make this thing go faster.
That's right.
I modified mine.
The cars that we're talking about, it's roughly 250,000 vehicles, and a number of these are actually brand-new cars, 2016 and 2017 model year Volkswagens with the diesel engine that were withheld from the market, that were taken off the market as that scandal broke. And you may have seen the pictures of the Pontiac Silverdome and various other places where there are these great fleets of Volkswagens just sitting there.
Oh, yeah. Parked them out in the desert, just a sea of cars. It's like 250,000 cars.
That's right. And then there are others that were bought back. Volkswagen was compelled to offer buyback offers to owners who actually had taken possession of their vehicles. And these were really, you know, just almost impossible to refuse, even for people who love their cars. Volkswagen was forced to just throw money at people to get these cars back. So in any event, there are approximately 250,000 of these vehicles that are now finally being put back on the market through the Volkswagen dealer networks. And you can buy them, and they've been made compliant with all of the federal FATWAs, but they are still very efficient relative to anything else that you can get that isn't a hybrid. And they're, I think, very, very much worth considering if you're looking for a high-mileage vehicle that's also a very durable vehicle. Diesels generally will go for 200,000-300,000 miles without major work, just because of the nature of the diesel engine.
Oh yeah, I've had diesel engines in the past. They were rock solid. Different brands, a couple of different brands that didn't have a Volkswagen diesel, but had a Mercedes. I had a even a Peugeot.
Yeah,
I just admitted on air that I actually bought a French car.
Well,
that car of all things, everything else on that car broke except the engine. The engine was bulletproof.
Right.
Everything else is like a piece of paper.
That's right. The diesel engine has to be built a little bit tougher because of the higher compression. And also the diesel fuel itself acts as a lubricant, and that helps to preserve the longevity. And diesels tend to operate at lower RPM than gas engines, and so that's the reason why they tend to be longer lived. And it's important for people to understand that a hybrid depends to a great degree for the battery on its efficiency. And all batteries, they deteriorate over time. So the efficiency of that battery pack is going to decline over time. With a diesel-powered car, that never happens. As long as the engine is mechanically sound at 250,000 miles, it will still deliver the same economy that it did when it had 0 miles. A hybrid will not.
Yeah, and of course, you know, we're looking at these fatwas coming out of the UK against all diesels and gasoline engines, as you call them, fatwas, Uncle fatwas, is what we have here in the United States. But of course, as they're putting that in, they're going to include in that even the cleanest hybrids, because, you know, they ultimately do have an internal combustion engine there to extend their mileage.
That's
so
right.
They're even going to ban those things.
That's right.
So, you know, as you point out in your article here, people can go to epautos.com to see it. It gets something 20-30% less than it's stickered for when it was new. You're going to get 11-year, 162,000-mile warranty on it. I mean, I'm not in the market for a car, and I'm not in the market for a family car anymore. At my age, I just want something that is small and fast, because life goes by fast when you get this old. We're going to be right back with Eric Peters at EP Autos. Stay with us. We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom. Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that, because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities, because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
Never miss your show any day. Never.
At Infowars.com/show.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them are like little side accounts. They even know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
EPautos.com. He does car reviews. He talks about the issues coming forward of what the big corporations and governments want to call mobility. We used to call it liberty, but it's going to be called mobility because you're not going to have that much liberty. They're going to control your freedom of movement, and then they're going to call that mobility. That's the way they use language. And so I want to talk to Eric Peters because he's called out by a reader because he didn't follow the language PC crowd in one of his articles. He was talking about electric vehicles. I'm going to let him explain it to you because it really is about controlling you through speech. We've seen this for a very long time. If they can't do that long enough, then they will just shut you down off of social media. They will try to deplatform you, whatever. They're escalating that. But it has been a tool, the way that you refer to things, it's been a tool of controlling the discussion and of controlling people for quite some time. Just this week, as President Trump was talking about anchor babies, I played for you the clip going back to the campaign where he said anchor babies, and the guy said, don't call them anchor babies. that's hateful to call them anchor babies. And he goes, well, what would you call them? And he said, well, I would call them American-born children of undocumented immigrants. And he said, I'll call them anchor babies. Thanks. Because when you call them that, that is loaded with a political agenda, to use that kind of a phrase. And that's sometimes the reason why they come up with these attacks on our speech. But other times it's just a way to intimidate us, to label us as hateful, or to shut down what the real point is that is being made that they don't want made. So, Eric, tell us a little bit about this letter that you got that caused you to write a column in response to the response to a previous column. PC orthodoxies afflict even libertarians, you said.
It came into my inbox last night, and it was in response to an article that I'd written previously about electric cars, in the course of which I offhandedly referred to them as Down syndrome vehicles, with the intent being not to malign people who are afflicted by Down syndrome, but simply to make the point that electric vehicles are retarded. Retardation is a physical medical fact. People who have that affliction are unfortunately the victim of a birth defect, and it may be unpleasant and unhappy to talk about it, but to deny objective reality strikes me as very problematic. And really, that's what we're talking about here. It's the left's tactic of forcing people to shame them, to not discuss what is the core central concept when you're making use of a particular word or a phrase. And this is an example of it. And I was really appalled by it to the extent that I felt like I had to write a column because it came in from somebody who touted himself as, of all things, a libertarian.
Yeah, and he goes on to say the last thing he says in it is, yes, I have a family member with Down syndrome, a beautiful child with a great sense of humor. And I've known several families that have had Down syndrome, and they are beautiful children. And, of course, it's come back into discussion quite a bit lately because there have been some laws that have been passed to say that you're not going to abort children with Down syndrome. And that is an important thing for us to talk about.
Of course.
Because we just had a column that I talked about at the beginning of the show, quote-unquote ethicist, a bioethicist, who said, we can kill children after they're born while they're still babies because they're not fully sentient beings. In other words, so at what level does a person have enough intelligence or whatever that you're going to allow them to live? And we saw Hitler do that. And so people were saying, well, we need to abort children. One of the children that I knew that was a Down syndrome child, very beautiful child, wonderful to be around her. Her mother knew that she was going to be a Down syndrome child, and she had a leftist sister who disowned her for her entire life.
That's horrible. Never
speak to her again because she gave birth to a Down syndrome. She said, you should have aborted that child, and because you didn't abort her, and now look, you know, she has Down syndrome, shame on you, and would never even talk to her. And what a beautiful child she was. And so, yeah, we do need to have these discussions, but at the same time, the point that you were making when you said that they were a Down syndrome automobile is basically a good analogy.
That's right.
Because and as beautiful as this child is, she is not fully self-sufficient, and she will never be fully self-sufficient. She always needs help from her parents, or in the case of the electric vehicles, from their uncle, as you refer to the federal government.
The context is what's important. I'll give you a parallel example. You know, you can make a critique of affirmative action without being a racist, but the left will take any critique of affirmative action as being ipso facto racist.
That's right. It's
obviously not the case, and the argument is made by somebody who cannot be impugned as a racist other than by the accuser's feelings that he is.
And that's a way of pivoting away from the central issue and a discussion of it into just labeling somebody, categorizing somebody in a pejorative way. That's really what they're trying to do. They're trying to avoid discussion by using these labels, by using language to control thought, to control the debate. They always take the high ground by the terms that they use against us, or the terms that they choose to define a particular discussion.
Yeah, and it would be farcical if it weren't so dangerous. I'm 6 feet three. Should I be insulted when somebody refers to me as tall? Should I insist that I be characterized as vertically challenged?
Yeah, exactly. Now, the article that you use that in context with, you talked about the documentary, Who Killed the Electric Car?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, that is a very, very popular documentary, especially, I would say, maybe about 10, 15 years ago.
Yep.
A lot of people kept sending that to me and everything. It's like, eh. And your point was that it wasn't General Motors that killed the electric car. Who was it that killed the electric car?
It was the market.
That's right.
Back then, this is, you know, back in the 90s, and I was there. I actually drove the EV1, so I'm speaking from direct personal experience. The problem back then for the electric car was that there were no government fatwas. There were no mandates, and so there was no ability to force people to buy the things. And so even when GM put them on the gave them out under these very favorable lease terms, even then they just couldn't make an economic case for it. And since there was no other way to make money on the thing, they canceled the program. And
yeah, even when it was subsidized, you still, even with heavy subsidies from governments, you still only have about 1% of the people choose to buy it, even with a heavy subsidy.
That's
and
right.
So without a subsidy, without the corporate average fuel economy sticks and those carrots of subsidies, they weren't selling. And so really the murderers were the marketplace. The murderers were the very people out there
and
who didn't buy it.
And it was justifiable homicide.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And an interesting little fact about that is that if you adjust the price that GM touted for the EV1, back in about 1996, it's roughly the same cost today of a Tesla 3.
Wow, that's interesting. That's
so interesting. You know, the economics really haven't changed much at all, despite all the touted advances. And another point that I think is interesting to make with regard to electric cars is that the government, by issuing all of these mandates and subsidies, has distorted the incentives for the electric car away from being simple, efficient, and economical to being very quick, high-performance luxury vehicles, the Teslas, for example. You know, look at all those things, and if you put aside the fact that they're electric, what they really are high-end BMWs and Mercedes and Lexus types of cars.
So you drove this, the EV1 from GM, the subject of the documentary, Who Killed the Electric Car. What was it like?
It was okay. You could get in it, and it would drive, and it was quiet, but here's the problem. For $35,000 back in 96 money, you had a little two-seat subcompact car. When you could go out for about $10,000 back in 96 and buy a little Honda Civic or something equivalent to that, that would go again twice or more as far, did not take more than 5 minutes to refuel, didn't have all of these tangential issues that the electric car had and still has to this day.
I imagine it was really, really heavy with the battery technology of the mid-90s.
Well, relatively. They made it very small. They actually did try to design the thing according to what I think should be the parameters for electric car design, which would be small, light, to decrease the size and the weight of the battery pack. That's changed. Now, if you look at almost all the electric cars on the market, they're pretty big and they're pretty heavy. There are a couple of exceptions, like the Nissan Leaf and the Chevy Bolt. By and large, most of them are these just gigantic, heavy, high-performance, luxury sport types of vehicles.
Yeah, I imagine it also, since it's still an issue in terms of a charging time, I bet back in the 90s it was really slow to charge.
It was. They didn't have fast chargers back then, so you were looking at the 10 to 12 hours or longer, the overnight recharge, which you're still looking at today if you don't have access to one of those so-called fast chargers. I always put that couch that with so-called and put it in air quotes because you're talking about a minimum of 30 to 45 minutes to recover a partial charge, not a full charge.
Yeah, it's just amazing. You know, even the so-called fast things, as I pointed out, we've talked about this before. I actually time myself filling up my tank, you know, after I take care of all the financial transactions and everything at the pump. You know, how long does it actually take for me to pump the fuel into the car? 45 seconds for my car, because I got a fairly small tank, versus, you know, 45 minutes.
Yep.
I mean, it's 60 times as slower. It's just crazy. All right, that's all the time we got. Thank you for joining us. Eric Peters, again, you can find him at epautos.com. Always interesting articles at epautos.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, every time we have Halloween, people put up real macabre stories of things that have happened in real life. Of course, this story came out around Halloween. California police thought the severed head was a Halloween prank, but it wasn't. And this is coming out of Sacramento, California, the Sacramento Bee. One individual said, well, my mother's been on the block for 47 years. My cousin lives right here, and I can't believe that something like that would happen. So they found the badly decomposed body that was missing a head that was discovered near Oakland in September. A headless body was found stuffed in a fish tank in San Francisco in August. Now, I don't know if this is related to the open borders, to the sanctuary state or not. But, folks, we have to understand, as the left is pushing out this narrative saying, well, I think this is just a stunt at the border. I don't think any of these people are dangerous. And we know that there is absolutely no way to know who is coming in. And some of these people are criminals, absolutely are, admitted criminals. Many of them have admitted it to the Fox News reporter that's embedded there. We do also know that the war on drugs has resulted in gangland violence with people being decapitated like this. I don't know if that's what's involved here. But this is happening. So many people are being killed, as I've pointed out many times, in Mexico. The only country where more people are being killed is Syria, where there is a full-on war with bombs being dropped, massive bombing campaigns. But in Mexico, nearly as many people are being killed, according to even official stories, which don't include everybody. Nearly as many people are being killed there with that war on drugs as are in Syria with our regime change war, where we partner with ISIS and with Russia and Syria are dropping bombs on populations. And we should be concerned about that. If you want to know where the violence is, it's basically those policies. The war on drugs creates that type of an environment. And we need to think about the blowback on our policies, just like the blowback abroad when we have regime change in Libya and we wind up creating an arms bazaar for ISIS and we have then a new slave trade where people are being actively traded in open markets as slaves because of our regime change policy. We have blowback in foreign policy and we have blowback in domestic policy and blowback in Mexico because of the war on drugs. But nevertheless, we need to do something to keep that violence from spilling over. And even if we were to stop the war on drugs tomorrow, these organizations are branching out. They're diversifying. They're getting into human trafficking. That's a big part of what's happening going across the border. I mean, the people are just trafficked across the border. Some of the people who pay these cartels then wind up being captured and used as sex slaves for prostitution and so forth. They're going to be doing other types of criminal activity. And so we still have to protect that border. And then, of course, you have the other policy of the unconstitutional welfare state that is pulling people in. Cory Booker wants to put that on steroids, offering every child born in the United States, even if they are born to undocumented immigrant parents, as that reporter wanted President Trump to call the anchor babies. They still get $1,000, and then they'll give them more money if they stay. Please stay. Please get educated at our expense, and then we'll kick in more money every year for you. We have to look at these policies of the drug warfare and of the welfare, and we have to say these things are unconstitutional. They don't work. They're creating a hell for us here domestically and across the border, and those things need to be stopped. But there was another story that I saw that came out around Halloween. Horrified diners served human flesh after a restaurant owner killed a customer, came up with a gruesome way to dispose of the body. And all the references that have circulated around this with Halloween, because this came out on Halloween, none of them actually went back to Sweeney Todd, which I was really kind of surprised. You know, that was a fairly famous Broadway play done by Stephen Sondheim. A lot of double entendre. You know, he would, it was, I'll tell you more about it. We don't have enough time to get into it. Stay with us. I'll tell you all about Sweeney Todd and how you too can tick off vegetarians by putting some real meat back on the menu.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
As I was saying at the top of the hour, a couple of murders in Sacramento, headless bodies, and one call to the police department said, we've got a decaying head. They thought it was a Halloween prank. They found out that it was a real severed human head. And this is something we have to be concerned about as we see the kinds of activity. This is very, very common in Mexico with a massive number of murders that are there because of the organized crime wars that we have created with the war on drugs. We haven't seen this type of thing since we prohibited alcohol, and we had Al Capone and others doing the Valentine Day Massacre and doing drive-by shootings with fully automatic Tommy guns as they stood on the running boards of the old Fords. But now we're seeing it again, and it is much more gruesome, and it has gone on much longer. This always happens with Prohibition, by the way. I've got some stuff here about the Second Amendment, and I want the liberals to learn a little bit about this. You know, you like your drugs. And you want to end that, not because it's unconstitutional, but because you just like your drugs. And we need to understand that, A, it doesn't work. For 40-some-odd years, it hasn't worked. It has created a massive black market, a monopoly for organized crime. It has corrupted our governments everywhere, not just in Mexico, but also here in the U.S. And it gives us more intensified forms of what we want to prohibit. And that's what you guys need to understand on the left. When you want to prohibit guns, you're going to not make guns go away. You're going to get far more concentrated forms of guns than you could ever imagine, because you're going to unleash the imagination of the free market, totally unfeathered, from any kinds of restrictions or concerns. It's just going to be money, and how much money can I make for this, and how outrageous can I make it? Because that's what we've already seen with drugs. I think we need to reclaim respect for the Constitution, and we need to understand that they had to have a constitutional amendment to prohibit alcohol, even though it didn't work. But as we're talking about murder, we got an update to the two murder stories that I spent a good deal of time yesterday talking about. The story out of the Vatican I talked to Leo Zagami about, and also an update to the story about Whitey Bulger's murder and how that is connected to former FBI director, current Torquemada of the Russian Gate situation, Bob Mueller. How's he connected to Whitey Bulger? I put out a video yesterday. I called it Mueller's Whitey Privilege. Or could have called it Mueller's Privileges for Whitey, because that's what he really did. He gave him a lot of privileges, a lot of help. He and the corrupt FBI at the time, some of those agents actually were prosecuted, got locked up, which is good. That should happen. You're always going to have bad people in any institution. And the test of an institution is if it can purge those bad actors. And so we're still waiting to see what's going to happen with the FBI. They have purged some of the bad actors, but they still have in the Justice Department and the FBI people like Bob Mueller and Rod Rosenstein. And until they're locked up, don't talk to me about the integrity of the FBI or the Justice Department. But before we go back to that, I'll just cover this. I started talking about this at the top of the hour, the story that was floating around on Halloween. This was a restaurant where a person was murdered. I don't think this was in the U.S. I'm looking for what country this is. This is in Australia. A guy running a restaurant murdered somebody and disposed of him by putting him in the food. And as I said, I was kind of surprised that nobody had referenced Sweeney Todd in this. A quite famous character in the U.K. With it being in Australia, I would have thought they would reference that. I didn't see anybody in America referencing it, even though it's been turned into a pretty famous Broadway musical by Stephen Sondheim. And this particular one, and I thought this is amazing as well. The Daily Mail, as we report this, says, and this is the very first bullet item they have here. Vegetarian restaurant patrons were horrified to find they'd been served human meat. Why vegetarians? I mean, wouldn't anybody be horrified to find that they've been served human meat? But they single out vegans. Vegans are, I guess the rest of us are just monsters. We'll eat anything, right? I thought that was funny that they would say vegetarians were horrified. Anybody would be horrified with this. But again, it goes back to a story, the Sweeney Todd angle. There was a barber who allegedly killed people and supplied them, disposed of the bodies with his neighbor who was running a restaurant. I think that's true. I'm not sure. Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street, is the subtitle for the Broadway play. And, of course, it is filled with double entendres, like as the two of them, as he figures out what's going on with his neighbor. She runs a restaurant. They put the scheme together. And so they're joking about all this stuff and all these things like, well, it might be a little bit stringy, but then, of course, it's fiddle player. No, this isn't fiddle player. It's piccolo player. How can you tell? Well, it's piping hot. So then blow on it first, he says. Or then they have this. How about Rear Admiral? No, too salty. I prefer General. He says, she says, with or without his privates. And then finally this one about the politicians. How about politician? So oily it's served on a doily. You can have one, but you got to put it on a bun because you never know if it's going to run. That's what we've seen over and over again. This one, it's the vegetarians who are concerned about that. Only the vegetarians are concerned about eating meat. And evidently, Stephen Sondheim isn't too concerned about it either. Let's give you an update on what happened with Mueller. Because Mueller didn't seem to have too many qualms about what was going on with that. As one person pointed out on True Pundit yesterday, I talked about the many connections between Bob Mueller and Whitey Bulger being allowed to run with the FBI's informant program. They put him on the program in 1975, according to testimony, when he was ultimately convicted. And yet, 9 years later, he was you know, running arms to terrorists in Ireland, the IRA, Republican Army, bombs, explosive, fully automatic weapons, as he was being protected by the FBI. It went on to, as we learned in the various trials, an FBI agent, John Connolly, who is now in jail because he killed somebody for Whitey Bulger. But, of course, they also informed, it was the FBI, he was an FBI informant, but it was the FBI who was informing to Whitey Bulger about some of his rivals and what they were going to do to allow Whitey Bulger to kill them. So sometimes the FBI would kill for him, and sometimes they would inform on rival gangsters so that he could kill them. And he was serving time in prison, but as some have pointed out, it is very, very suspicious, isn't it? As Zero Hedge says, the feds wanted to get rid of him, and we know that. I mean, why would a guy who is in very, very poor health, he's in a wheelchair, he's 89 years old, why would they suddenly, abruptly, and without explanation, move him across the country to a new maximum security prison, basically on a whim, right? So somebody who's giving orders has to move him. And why would they pick that prison? Well, they've had three murders of inmates in that particular prison in West Virginia in the last year. And as Zero Hedge points out, the fact that Bulger was placed in a general population instead of in protective custody, since he had informed on the mob, right? And you would think there'd be people out there trying to get him, which it looks like. His attackers not only killed him, beating him to death with a lock and a sock, but they also attempted to gouge out his eyes and they cut out his tongue. This is what the gang does to somebody who is a rat. You know, we're going to cut out his eyes, cut out his tongue. And so the question is, which gang? Is it the gang affiliated with Mueller? You know, he also had some of Whitey Bulger's rivals locked up. The FBI framed them, and Mueller put them in prison. They were there for several years. They got tens of millions of dollars in compensation from the people of Massachusetts because of what Mueller did. There was a lot that was involved here, and an ex-con turned journalist told the New York Post he thinks the killings were set up by the federal authorities. We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom. Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that, because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
Never missed your show any day. Never.
At Infowars.com/show.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Up about Mueller. There's one other thing I want to tell you about Mueller and his shady career here before he started trying to overthrow the election and projecting crimes of his friends in high places, trying to project those onto President Trump and other Republicans. You know, when we look at this murder of Whitey Bulger, a gangster hit on him, as everybody's pointed out, you had the federal guards looking the other way while it happened. And that's precisely what happened throughout his entire career. You had the feds looking the other way. You had the FBI looking the other way or helping him. You had Mueller looking the other way or helping him. The feds have always looked the other way when it comes to Whitey Bulger. The only reason the guy was arrested was because it looked bad for Mueller and the FBI that he'd been at the top of their most wanted list for 16 years and nothing had been done about it. And when you had the alleged killing of Osama bin Laden in 2011, everybody was criticizing Pakistan. And in defense, the Pakistani ambassador said, well, you've had Whitey Bulger in your country and you can't find him for 16 years. Why do you think it'd be any different for us finding Osama bin Laden? And within 7 weeks, they found him. Because Mueller got interested at that point, because it was a political issue. It was a political issue. And here's a political issue, just like that. True Pundit, Mueller's illegal wiretaps and FBI raids triggered a congressman's son's tragic overdose death from opioids. First, he destroyed the congressman's career. Why? Because he asked questions about the conduct of the FBI. And he asked questions about 9/11. And so he destroyed the congressman. And then in the aftermath of that, things spun out of control for the congressman's son as he tried, was going to get vengeance for what FBI Director Robert Mueller and the Department of Justice attorney did to his father as punishment. Here's what happened. As Robert Mueller was FBI director at the time, because remember, he got appointed 1 week before 9/11. He became FBI director. They illegally wiretapped a GOP congressman, Kurt Weldon. Oh, this sounds familiar, doesn't it? Get some illegal wiretapping, get an illegal FISA warrant against a political figure that you don't like because you want to take him out. Well, why did they not like this GOP congressman, Kurt Weldon? They took out wiretaps on him and on his daughter and on his lawyer just weeks before his reelection bid. Tried to embarrass him. Tried to destroy him. Got illegal wiretaps against him without any reason. I tell you what, Mueller's career just keeps, he just keeps doing this. He's got the same MO, just like any criminal. The GOP's Weldon, a 20-year member of Congress, had been demanding answers from the FBI and the CIA about why they were ignoring intelligence on Osama bin Laden living in Iran after 9/11 and allegedly safely running al-Qaeda from within Iran. So he's saying, hey, we've got all this information. Why aren't you guys investigating this? It embarrassed Mueller. It embarrassed the FBI. It embarrassed the CIA and the deep state. They didn't like that. And so they gave him the full Trump treatment. Illegal spying on him, his daughter, his lawyer. And then doing a raid, a big showcase raid, pre-dawn raid, early morning raids. They said Mueller made sure that the FBI raids were covered by all the major media news outlets. They invited them to come along so they could do a perp walk with the congressman, a 20-year member of Congress, asking questions about why isn't Osama bin Laden being investigated? Why aren't these allegations about him running al-Qaeda from Iran being investigated? Why aren't you guys doing your job? Oh, okay, let's have a raid just before the election that is going to be predicated on illegal search warrants, and we'll invite the press there, you know, give them the full treatment like we did Manafort and so forth, right? Sounds so familiar, doesn't it? And, of course, he didn't win re-election because they did it just before the election, so kind of an election surprise against him. Now, his son was a former hockey player and very loyal to his father, had worked on all the campaigns. He was very upset about how his father, his sister had been, and of course their lawyer had been unfairly set up, how this was a political dirty trick run by Mueller to take him out. And so he said he was going to go kill the prosecutor that had worked with Mueller. Again, remember when we talk about Whitey Bulger, Mueller was a prosecutor at that time working with a corrupt FBI. Here the roles are reversed. You got a corrupt prosecutor working with a corrupt FBI director, Bob Mueller. And so he said, I'm going to kill this guy, this prosecutor. His father tried to stop him. He couldn't. He got out of the house. So his father, the congressman that had been the target, called the Pennsylvania State Police. They intercepted his son en route to Washington. He was arrested. He never recovered from it. He became a drug addict, and he eventually died of a drug overdose at the age of 35 in 2016. Destroyed that man's life, destroyed his career, arguably destroyed his son. But the important thing, I think, here as well is to see the tactics of Bob Mueller. And that's why I talked about Mueller giving Bulger Whitey privileges. That's real Whitey privilege, what he did with him in Boston. All right, let's give you an update on the story from Leo Zagami at leozagami.com. He says the bones that were found at the Vatican embassy in Rome could be that of a teenager. Again, we had him on talking about this long history of the disappeared young girls. And now they have an early analysis of this. They said in the last few hours, this is breaking news, in the last few hours, the analysis of the bones found there at the Apostolic Nun Ciature in Rome shows that they are compatible with a teenager between the ages of 12 and 16. The two girls who went missing within 40 days of each other, Emanuela Orlandi and Mirella Gregori, were those ages at the time of their disappearance in 1983. So they're still waiting for the results of a DNA test, but now it is looking more like it could be those young girls. And we talked about all the details of that. Again, I'm not going to go into it again. You can find that video on our programs channel on both BitChute and on Brighteon, which used to be called Real.Video. We have our archives there. Let's talk a little bit about a lawsuit that is coming from the Satanic Temple. They're going to be suing Netflix. They say that their statue, and of course you've seen this statue used over and over again, the Baphomet statue where he's got his hands up and down. There's a picture of it right there. This Baphomet statue in that pose, and of course that goes back to artwork that was created about 150 years ago, I think it was the mid-1800s. Eliphas Levi was a guy who created that. We're going to talk about that when we come back. And we're going to talk about the satanic influence that extends far beyond Netflix. But, of course, they play a very key role in things that are being pushed to your children. Very appropriate to show that picture of Baphomet there with the two kids on either side. They keep trotting that statue around. Every time somebody puts up a Ten Commandments statue, they put that statue there and they say, that's got to be there too.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
We
waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. It's David Knight.
It's kind of interesting. I was just talking about this very statue yesterday to Darren McBreen here at work, and how this statue has been created by the Satanic Temple, showing Baphomet and having a boy and a girl on either side of him, how that is being trotted around from one jurisdiction to the other. Whenever somebody puts up a Ten Commandment monument, he puts this up there in opposition. So, well, you got to put this up there too. I talked about the origins of that. And, of course, the guy who is the co-founder spokesperson for the Satanic Temple, Lucian Greaves, and, of course, that's his alias. He was born, he's also gone by Doug Mesner. But Lucian Greaves, that sounds so much more. Lucian Greaves, I am with the Satanic Temple, instead of Doug Mesner. Of course, his birth name was Douglas Masicko. So that maybe sounds more like what he really is. He's kind of a sicko, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. But this guy is now threatening to sue Netflix because he says they have misappropriated his symbol here, this statue that he created. And we'll talk about a little bit of the origin of this and where this stuff is going, because this is part of the mainstreaming of the occult. What Netflix is doing, what the Sci-Fi Channel has done using this type of symbology, what Arthur C. Clarke has done going back to 1953, Childhood's End. I mean, that's really what he's stealing from. When you look at this, and he's complaining about this and saying, look at this, this is my, they've appropriated my copyrighted monument design in order to promote their asinine satanic panic fiction. Well, I don't know. I haven't seen The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, but I imagine they're going to portray it in a pretty positive light. We have seen Lucifer from Fox put out there. That's about a guy, character, Lucifer, who is Lucifer Morningstar. He's a devil who's had enough. He's tired of serving time in hell, so he decides that he'll go to L.A. I don't know how you can tell the difference, quite frankly, having haven't been to hell, but having been to L.A. Nevertheless, he would feel quite at home there if he is Lucifer. He becomes a police detective so he can better understand and serve humanity. Ah, serving humanity, that's what these people are always there for, right? We're constantly told we're here to serve humanity. And so we have, as part of the mainstreaming of the occult, you know, Fox has Lucifer. Netflix is going to have The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. They want to use the Baphomet statue and little kids there on either side of it. And now this guy's saying, that's my copyrighted design. Well, actually, as some people pointed out, that picture of Baphomet goes right back to something that was in the mid-1850s. Now, the guy who did that was Eliphas Levi. Again, that's not his real name. Just like Lucian Greaves is not his real name. His real name, he was a Frenchman, his real name was Alphonse Constant. But, you know, Eliphas Levi, that sounds so much more occultic, doesn't it? And that guy was into the occult, and he came up with that image of Baphomet. Now, why the kids on either side? Well, from 1850 in the design of Baphomet to the 1950s, where we had the novel 1953, Childhood's End, by Arthur C. Clarke, the guy who gave us 2001, so forth, many of these different things. That was a science fiction novel. And in that novel, you had satanic and occultic themes. You also had world government themes. You had transhumanist themes, all right there, 1953, all those themes right there. The basic storyline, and the first part of it sounds like a lot of different stories that were coming out in the mid-1950s. You have these aliens who come to Earth, and they show up everywhere all at once, and they're hovering spacecraft. And they say, we have come here to serve mankind. Oh, that sounds familiar. Just like Lucifer has gone to L.A. to serve mankind and to better understand them. And so that's what they're telling everybody. So they call themselves the Overlords. And they impose a worldwide peace, and they give technology to humanity. And so for 50 years, there's worldwide peace, and everybody is very happy because they're here to serve humanity. And then at the end of 50 years, they reveal themselves. And this was made into a movie in 2015, about the same time that Lucian Greaves did his Baphomet statue with little kids. And in this Arthur C. Clarke novel from 1953 and the movie from 2015, they did a great job with Charles Dance making him up. They used Weta for special effects, the same people did Lord of the Rings. I mean, he's this big devil, as typically our Baphomet, whatever, you know, all red skin. He's got big horns. He's got wings. He's got cloven feet and all this other kind of stuff. You know, the iconic devil imagery that has been popular culture imagery. And you see him and all of the people there, all the overlords are satanic devils. And they come from a planet that is on fire, just like hell or something. But the key thing about it is that they say they're here to help take mankind to another level, to transcend their humanity. There's a transhumanist theme. And so these overlords are here to help humanity join the overmind. Okay. We're on world government. We have this collective consciousness called the overmind. And so they take all the kids away with them. That's where the imagery that you see in both the cover of the book from 1953, the imagery that you see in the sci-fi channels movie of this, they did a series. It's like three or four different programs. Anyway, the imagery that you see is this devil, and he's got kids. He's leading them by the hands and so forth. Little boy, little girl. So Lucian Greaves takes that imagery and does the image, and now he's suing Netflix and saying that's his idea. Whether or not it is, I don't think it is any of these guys' ideas. I think it's coming from the devil himself, but not that we know what the devil looks like, but this is the image that's being put out there to push world government, to push transhumanism, to push the occult. Because when they take the kids away, they take them to an isolated island, and they teach them how to join the overmind by practicing the occult. They give them Ouija boards and all this other kind of stuff. This is the Arthur C. Clarke novel that they made into the Sci-Fi Channel thing, Childhood's End. And at the end, they take the kids away. They destroy the earth. They destroy the adults. Oh, they make it so that the adults that were left behind could not have kids. You know, I don't know. Maybe they gave them like 5G transmitters or something, or put garbage in the food and the water. But anyway, they made it so that the adults couldn't have kids. Oh, that sounds familiar too, doesn't it? But it also promoted this transhumanist theme. And when we look at the way that the occult is being used, when we look at the way these things are being promoted out there, we've got Netflix has also got another program out there besides this occultic one, The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. They've got another one called Netflix's Big Mouth. WND did an article on this a couple of days ago, said if you're over 18 years old, you can't imagine what is even in this thing because you haven't seen this kind of stuff. But this is being targeted for kids, and the average age of the kids in the show is 11 years old. And it has all kinds of sexual erotica throughout it. One critic suggests that it is nothing other than animated kiddie porn. Another says the purpose of the show is to normalize pedophilia, to groom children, to be abused by predators, and to break down any final remaining taboos that might exist in American society. Scenes highlighted so far involve the animated portrayal of young children's genitals over and over again. You see them in one form or the other. The show has dedicated an entire episode, of course, to tax-funded abortion giant Planned Parenthood, and their spokesperson told The Wrap she was very happy with it. She said, I was so grateful when I saw the Big Mouth episode that included our full range of services. I don't know if they show them chopping babies up and sawing the parts off, but boy, they sure do focus on the genitalia part of this. So this show is a show with adult humor, but because it's cartoon, they have tentatively slotted it for adolescent kids. This is the way they're grooming your kids at Netflix, grooming them for the occult, grooming them for sexual issues, and, of course, grooming them for transgenderism. Because, folks, when you look at transgenderism, it really is a bridge to pedophilia and a bridge to transhumanism at the same time. They can consent to sex, and they can become something else.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. Real Red Pill Plus is an all-new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all-new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them are like little side accounts. They even know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We've got one more segment, and I want to finish up with what I was talking about in terms of the way the culture is being pushed by these, by Netflix, by the Sci-Fi Channel, even by Fox News, pushed into the occult, pushed into this hyper-sexualized situation. Now, you know, when you talk about this kind of stuff, people will say, well, you know, this killjoy Christian out there with prohibitions. No, it's not really about that. People might want to stop and think, and some people are starting to stop and think about the kind of culture that this society has given us, the kind of Me Too culture that we've got here. Where did that come from? Now, the left will tell you It's just men. It's just toxic masculinity. I will tell you that you've been lied to, that you've had people promising you freedom, and you're getting anything but freedom. You're becoming slaves to this society that they have set up. And I think there's a lot of people out there looking to not just prohibit something, say, well, we're not going to participate in it. They're looking for something better, quite frankly. Everybody's trying to fill that void, and some people have realized that there's better ways to fill it. And so I want to talk a little bit about that, and I also want to talk about a couple of gun issues. There's a story that nobody has talked about out of Alabama. Everybody talked about, of course, the mass shooting, and a lot of people died with that. There was another shooting in Alabama. Only one person died, and that was the shooter, the guy who came in to kill people. Other people were wounded, but because those people had a gun, that guy was not able to kill everyone there. But I want to give you that story that you haven't heard from anybody. Nobody's talking about this much anywhere. Happened over the weekend, and then everybody wanted to just talk about the innocent victims who were unarmed and criticized President Trump because he said, hey, if somebody there had had a gun, it wouldn't have been as bad as it was. Yeah, people got shot in this particular situation in Alabama, but the only person who died was the gunman. Before we do, real quickly, I just want to tell you about the specials we have at InfoWarsStore.com because that's what supports this program. We have, of course, the new product, Survival Shield X3 Nascent Iodine. You can get that now at 50% off. We also have a new special, an unprecedented discount on Alexa Pure Pro water filters. This is a gravity feed water filter from Alexa Pure Pro, and it is just $127. It's actually from Alexa Pure. It's the Pro model. $127. That means it's large capacity, very large capacity. I have one of these. I've got actually a couple of different gravity feed water filters because that's what we use in our family. We don't drink anything that isn't filtered because you never know when something is going to enter your water supply as a contaminant. And that's true whether you're on your own water, on well water, or whether you're on municipal water. You never know. Nobody's going to tell you, most cases, if you're on groundwater, and even if you're on a municipal system, they're typically not going to tell you, even if they know about it, for quite some time. So be proactive and make sure that you have filtered your water, that it is clean and healthy for you and your family. And again, you can get the Alexa Pure Pro, $127 right now, an unprecedented discount on that gravity feed water filter. And finally, we have a new polo, an InfoWars hexagon polo, a golf shirt. With the InfoWars Hexagon logo on it, you can now get that $10 off with the code REALNEWS. Just for our listeners here at this program, use the code REALNEWS at checkout to save $10 off of the new InfoWars Hexagon polo. All right, so I was just talking in the last segment about the fact that you got Netflix out there grooming your kids for the occult with a program called The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. Then they're grooming your kids for the Brave New World, sexual promiscuity with Big Mouth, an animated film targeting children, hyper-sexualized, and of course also applauded by Planned Parenthood. You know, the one where they're grooming your kids for the occult is so close that the satanic temple feels like they're getting their toes stepped on because Netflix is doing a better job recruiting people. So they're going to sue them. Suing them because they said, yeah, you violated our copyright of our iconic statue that we used to troll people with. Nevertheless, you've got Netflix pushing people, pushing your kids for the occult, pushing your kids for hypersexualization. And, of course, it's also happening in the schools everywhere. This story from The Pluralist. Everyone is doing it. Three trans middle schoolers right here in Austin are going to undergo sex change therapy together. Three boys in Austin, preteens, by the way, preteens, maybe they're watching Big Mouth, are skipping male puberty altogether and instead transitioning into female bodies. And as the way it's reported by this this site, The Pluralist, they say they have been diagnosed with gender dysphoria. I wonder who diagnosed them with that. Said that they don't like the sex that they were assigned at birth. How did they get that sex assigned to them? They're all under the age of 12. They were undergo medical intervention to avoid the otherwise inevitable process of developing adult male bodies. Why would that be otherwise inevitable? Because they are biologically male. And so they were misdiagnosed with their gender. And so they're going to do something to make sure that that biological condition doesn't happen. One of them, who goes by the name now of Lily, 11-year-old, is the only one of the friends who has already started taking hormone blockers. Her parents recall that they struggled with the decision to grant their approval for this. And they said, but when an 8-year-old tells you that she is in the wrong body, she means it. You know what? I used to tell my parents, you know, this kid says, well, I'm going to be a woman, this little boy, 8-year-old boy. When I was 8 years old, I was telling my parents I was going to be Batman. They didn't believe me. They were probably relieved that I wasn't going to be Superman because, you know, kids were dressing up with a makeshift cape and jumping off the roof. Batman was not doing anything like that, you know. Some days I told them I was going to be the Lone Ranger or John Wayne. But some days I told them I was going to be Batman. But they didn't take me seriously because I was 8 years old. These kids have not experienced puberty. Somebody is diagnosing them with gender dysphoria, and now they're going to dope them up with hormones to alter them physically, because otherwise they will transition into men, because that's what they are biologically. Now, that's what they're doing here in Austin. In California, of course, you know, they're not just going to push it like they do in Austin. In California, they're going to pay for it. California has passed a law allowing 12-year-olds to get tax-paid transgender treatments. And as the Federalist points out, you got to be 16 years old to get a driver's license in California. Why would you have to be 16 years old to get a driver's license? Well, because maybe judgment and maturity. Why would you have to be 18 years old to buy a rifle? Judgment, maturity. How about this? Consensual sex or getting married without parental consent. You have to be 18 years old in California to do that as well. So then why can you then decide that you are another gender? Folks, that is the grooming of these kids for pedophilia. To pretend that they have the maturity to determine what gender they are, because then ultimately you're going to then say, well, of course, if they can decide what gender they are at 8 or at 11, then, of course, they can consent to sex at that age, and they don't have to wait until they're 18. You have to be 21 to buy a handgun, to buy alcohol, to buy marijuana. But in California, you can get drugs to transition to a different sex at the age of 12. See, folks, that's what this is really about. This is really about pushing pedophilia, and it is about pushing transhumanism. Oh, I'm going to transition into some. I identify as this other thing over here, and I should be allowed to do it, especially at a young age. And quite frankly, I don't care what adults do, as long as they don't involve me in it. Don't make me bake your cake. But I don't care what you do. But for kids, it's a different issue. And that's why it's a good thing the Trump administration has said the sex listed on a person's birth certificate as originally issued shall constitute definitive proof of a person's sex unless rebutted by reliable genetic evidence. Bob, binary, objective, biological, and I'm glad that he did that. But that's why the Hollywood left is so upset about this, because in Hollywood they'll even pay for you to get that. Now, as you see all this stuff being pushed on people, the question is, why do teachers choose to homeschool their own children? As one person pointed out, you know, the canary in the coal mine here is teachers who leave the school system because they know what it's like. That's what happened in our family with my wife, teacher who did that. U.S. California and Santa Barbara student says virginity doesn't exist in a newspaper column. And one reader says, as a queer woman, I have a lot of confusion and frustration on. Another person says, as an atheist reading this article, it makes me want to consider becoming a Christian. Maybe you should think about that as well. They're looking for something that they can't find, a void.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution, $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500. Would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point-blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.